They also focused on more traditional environmental protection efforts, and that may have, you know, most likely was a sign of the times, but it was really focused on conservation and preservation of ecologically significant land, as opposed to mitigating the effects of climate change that we're dealing with today. The first example that we wanted to flag here, looking at the progression of a few of these early examples, in this first 1968 revenue ruling, the IRS approved exemption for an organization that was formed to promote and assist in city beautification projects by planting trees and educating the public about the advantages of street planting. And this was in conjunction with a city program to accomplish, you know, keeping the city clean. The IRS approved this ruling on, or this activity on the grounds that it lessened the burdens of government, provided education, and had an overall effect of combating community deterioration. Then in 1972, a few years later, we see a ruling that recognized combating environmental deterioration as a charitable purpose. So here the organization, the purpose of the organization was to educate the public about the impact of solid waste pollution and recycling, and to establish recycling centers. The ruling has some good language here that I'm actually going to quote. So it stated that the recycling of the waste materials is an essential element in the organization's efforts to combat environmental deterioration, since it prevents the pollution of the environment caused by the unusual disposition of, by the usual disposition of these materials. These activities are thus analogous to the tree planting and street cleaning operations that were held to serve a charitable purpose in the 1968 ruling that we just talked about. So then we go forward a couple of years to our final example in 1976, and in that one, the IRS approved exemption for an organization that acquired and maintained ecologically significant undeveloped land for the purpose of preserving the natural environment. And here the IRS just said outright, it's generally recognized that efforts to preserve and protect the natural environment for the benefit of the public serves a charitable purpose. And it's only through this preservation that future generations will be guaranteed the ability to enjoy the natural environment. So this analysis also helpfully draws a line between the organization's activities and a national policy of preserving the natural environment that was kind of happening at that time. So it doesn't specifically hang its hat on lessening the burden of government, but it does reference a number of federal conservation laws that were enacted around this time period and says that this organization is enhancing the accomplishment of the express national policy of conserving the nation's unique natural resources.
And can I ask you a question about this?
Sure.
Sub-bullet, Casey? You know, that note about focusing on federal laws, with the recent passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, do you see that as providing funders with more basis to rely on lessening the burdens of government, he asks, hopefully?
I think it certainly helps. And I think that what we're seeing really are more opportunities and this kind of fertile policy environment that's friendlier to these types of activities. And certainly, I mean, I think it's something like $370 billion that the Inflation Reduction Act has made available for climate change and clean energy initiatives. The problem is that the requirements to meet the lessening of the burdens of government kind of charitable purpose is pretty technical. So you have to actually show, there has to be some sort of demonstration that the government recognizes that it has a burden to do XYZ activity, and that in fact the organization's activities will be doing that. There has to be sort of a coordinated basis. So it isn't, you know, unfortunately we can't just say like, oh, this, you know, this declaration, you know, leading up to the act says all of these wonderful policy statements that we are going to then do. We're gonna further that. We're putting our, you know, money down and moving the needle here. We can say that that in and of itself meets this charitable purpose requirement, but I think it really does help. Are you seeing, by the way, you know, so far any kind of opportunities that have come your way, or do you expect to?
Yeah, I think we're not seeing it just yet, but we're expecting an increased pipeline of, you know, pitches and proposals that are looking to supplement government funding they may receive with grants for us to develop new innovative solutions. So we're kind of reassessing how to allocate our funding and kind of the strategy there in light of the passage of the Act.
That's great. And hopeful. It makes me hopeful. So I think that we'll move on now to some examples of IRS approvals and denials, and to sort of see where this evolved from those earlier rulings. So since then, the IRS's view has expanded, but they've also made it clear that not all climate-related activities are considered charitable. So let's take a look at a couple of rulings. These are approvals. The first one was an example from 2020. It was a private letter ruling, which of course we can't rely on as precedent, but it is really helpful to know what the IRS is thinking. So the foundation in this case was asking for the IRS's ruling about a grant program where they were going to fund nonprofits and certain government agencies to help purchase electric buses and vehicles. And the question was whether this passed muster as charitable for the purposes of improving the environment and also public health by lowering emissions and air pollutants. And the IRS found that it did. The facts in this ruling indicate that the foundation presented a lot of information and evidence on electric vehicles and how they do help reduce carbon emissions, which ultimately improves the environment and public health. And there were some other helpful factors at play. The municipality in this area had stated goals to reduce carbon outputs that this grant program was specifically designed to help achieve. And the recipients were all going to be public charities and governments. And the IRS also found that there was no significant private benefit at play here.